All right, well, Joe Biden, citing inaccurate President Trump comments at Charlottesville, lying, in fact, repelling the big lie of Donald Trump saying, I have many fine people on both sides. He was talking about those trying to tear down statues, not talking about the Klan or white supremacists. You know that sort of why it's been disproven so many times. If you just watch his comments, you'll hear it, but the Democrats can't help but lying. They've got nothing else. But Joe Biden in his tape said, I knew the threat to this nation was unlike any I had ever seen in my lifetime. Really? Just a quick reference. In his lifetime, other potential threats to America included World War II, the Korean War, Vietnam War, Iraq War, the flu pandemic of 1968, the AIDS pandemic, and a host of other things. So it's just such a disturbing video. We'll get back to that, but first I want to go to Bernie Sanders, who might now become the front runner again. Although he had a tough night in front of women's rights groups yesterday, getting booed during that. But he's also getting a lot of flack because he's supporting the idea that murderers, serial killers, rapists, child molesters, and every sort of vile felon should be allowed to vote. He says, hell yes, they should. Bite four, Bernie Sanders.
But I think the right to vote is inherent to our democracy. Yes, even for terrible people. Because once you start chipping away and you say, well, that guy committed a terrible crime, not going to let him vote. Or that person did that, not going to let that person vote. You're running down a slippery slope. So I believe that people who commit crimes, they pay the price. When they got out of jail, I believe they certainly should have the right to vote. But I do believe that even if they are in jail, they're paying their price to society. But that should not take away their inherent American right to participate in our democracy.
Mm-hmm. That's not going over well, by the way, because he said the Boston bombers, among others, should be allowed to vote. So serial killers and terrorists, they should still be allowed to vote. So says Bernie Sanders with another brilliant idea. Kamala Harris found herself in the hot seat as a result because when she was first asked about old Bernie's support of letting serial killers and rapists vote, she said, yes, I support that. But then just 24 hours later, she had a change of heart. Bite five, Kamala Harris, go.
We right now have got a lot of work to do with the people in our country who have served their time and have been prohibited from voting. But, you know, do I think that people who commit murder, people who are terrorists, should be deprived of their rights? Yeah, I do. I'm a prosecutor. I believe that in terms of there has to be serious consequence for the most extreme types of crimes.
So there you go. You know, she's a prosecutor now, something she's downplayed along the way many times. But now she's in single digits at 5%, and Bernie and Biden and Buttigieg are running away with the numbers right now. She has to do something. Meanwhile, I want to take you someplace else for a moment, because I want to share with you a conversation between former Attorney General Michael Mukasey and the lead propagandist on CNN, Chris Cuomo. Mukasey calls Cuomo and his network out for dishonest coverage of the Mueller report. If only you could take on all the members of the dishonest media, wouldn't that be great? But I want to share a couple of things here with you, because Cuomo, like everyone else on CNN, doesn't care much about the truth. He cares only about trashing President Trump. Mukasey was prepared to deal with the nonsense head on. Bite two, go.
He did the responsible thing.
A misleading letter about what?
No, wasn't misleading at all.
How not?
It summarized the bottom line of that report, which was that there was no collusion and that the special counsel had found that he could not indict but could not vindicate the president. He put that language right in the letter.
He put the letter about exoneration in there.
Could not exonerate. I'm sorry, not vindicate.
It's okay.
Yeah, could not exonerate. When it is, in fact, not the job of any counsel or of anybody else to exonerate. God does that.
Bingo. Exoneration is not the job of the prosecutor. I've told you that from day one. Not the job of the prosecutor. And if that was the level that we had to reach, nobody would ever be set free, because you can't exonerate anyone. Like Mukasey said, God's job is to do that. But then he totally destroyed every argument Cuomo had in his entire frame of mind by attacking the very credibility of the entire Mueller report because of that and other points. Bite three.
Look, that seems to be every bit of the political intention right now is to investigate the investigators. We'll
it's
have
not
to parse that part
just,
either.
No, it's not just investigate the investigators. There are, there's a, this report begins with a misstatement suggesting that the investigation started in July of 2016 when the FBI opened its file. That's the kind of half-truth that's peculiarly designed to irritate anybody who knows the other half. And we're going to find out the other half.
Why? What do you believe the other half-truth is?
The other half, they say this started in July of 2016 with Papadopoulos.
Right.
It didn't.
When do you think it started?
When do I think it started? February or March.
Why?
Because there was a meeting of the National Security Council at which Carter Page was discussed.
Right.
And in fact, when they went for a FISA warrant, and that's why this doesn't hold together, they went for a warrant not on Papadopoulos, but on Carter Page.
And it wasn't the first time they'd looked at Page.
It wasn't the first time they'd looked.
Years before this election.
Correct. And who was never charged with a crime?
Carter Page.
Thank you very much.
Boom! I love it when Chris Cuomo gets torn down. Because he's so arrogant. He is just self-righteous and arrogant, as is many of the folks at CNN. So I like it when he gets taken down by somebody who's clearly smarter than he is. I find great fun in that. I hope you do as well. This part of the program, by the way, brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. My reverse osmosis system is fabulous. It's been locally owned and operated, has been Wolverine, and they deliver statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's WolverineWaterSystems.com. You tell him Steve Gruber sent you over, and he says he loves his RO system, which he does. And you can also get a brand new PFAS water cleansing system. All sorts of great things at Wolverine. You let them know I sent you over. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you, not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.